This weekend is Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th of May, beginning the sixth week of Easter. The monks of Glenstall Abbey sing a psalm of praise. Sing to the Lord, Alleluia. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day, Alleluia. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Over the past week, we have heard the farewell discourses of Jesus from John's Gospel. These passages are important because they show the way that Jesus prepares his followers for a time after his death, his resurrection, and his ascension, when he will be present among them in a new and different way, with the coming of the Holy Spirit. They are packed with meaning and with message. Jesus speaks about making his home in us, and about us abiding in him. He talks about giving us a kind of peace the world does not give. He calls us friends and chosen, and tells us, in fact, commands us, to love each other. Which of these words, which of these messages struck a chord with you, touched you? Seemed meaningful to you? Did any of them? What have you noticed about your reaction to these readings this week? Does that tell you anything about yourself, or about what God might be trying to say to you? Today we hear more about the coming of the Spirit in this reading from the Acts of the Apostles.
Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah to them. The crowds with one accord listened eagerly to what was said by Philip. hearing and seeing the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud shrieks, came out of many who were possessed, and many others who were paralyzed or lame were cured. So there was great joy in that city. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
One of the interesting things about this short passage is that it describes a two-stage process that the people of Samaria go through. It doesn't happen all in one go. First, with Philip, there is a kind of preparatory stage, a preparing of the ground. And then, when the people seem ready, Peter and John arrive to pray for them to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Does that reflect in any way your own life and your own experience of God? The way conversion does not happen all at once, that God does not come upon us all in one go, but leads us through stages, gradually preparing the ground in us. For the sacramentally minded, there's a very explicit connection here too, with baptism and confirmation. Baptism, an initial stage in accepting God's offer of new life, and confirmation, the receiving of the fullness of God's Spirit. If you have experience of those sacraments, your own baptism and confirmation, or one you remember attending, did you make that connection with the preparing of the ground and the receiving of the Holy Spirit in its fullness? Can you make that connection when you reflect on it now? As you hear the reading again, see if you can make that connection with what is described here and the sacraments or conversions or Christian initiations that you have witnessed.
Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah to them. The crowds with one accord listened eagerly to what was said by Philip, hearing and seeing the signs that he did, for unclean spirits, crying with loud shrieks, came out of many who were possessed, and many others who were paralyzed or lame were cured. So there was great joy in that city. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
It's striking how straightforward and effective Peter and John's prayer is here. They pray for the people of Samaria to receive the Holy Spirit, and it happens. For us too, if it is our desire to be filled with the fullness of God's Spirit, we only have to ask, is that your desire? Whatever it is you want to ask, whatever it is you want to say to God, whose Spirit is present here, now, just say it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.